It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
Catch their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on iTunes, Google Play. You can find them on Facebook and Twitter. The guys from Sports Meets Beer, Brad and Ben, in the studio. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Danny.
All right, so we're going to do another round of Beer 30 here. What's up this week?
Well, this week I stumbled out of bed and at 8 a.m. decided, what beer should I have to start my day?
Oh, does it just work like that? There's no pre-planning involved? It's just...
I kind of close the eyes and grab what's in the fridge.
All right, great. So today it's milk.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, today we're having delicious strawberry milk.
Here's the thing. You're making the assumption that there's anything other than beer in the fridge.
That's
true.
Sports
Meets Beer household.
Yes. That's true.
Well, today I picked one up in the Marin County area. Mm. This would be a little brewery called Marin Brewing Company. These guys...
brilliant.
Yes. Great marketing, Ben. Good job. This is their Three Flowers IPA. Originally, and this is a full disclosure statement here, I picked this up because I thought of the hair grease, the Tres Flores grease that I used to put in my hair in junior high and high school.
You used to slick the hair back. Did you do the shaved sides and the ponytail thing?
I never had the back ponytail. Okay. I had the shaved sides. I had the super long skater front.
It was the
90s mullet is what it was. This beer is, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say it's phenomenal.
Wow.
I grabbed it and this is the beauty of grabbing beer from the shelf, just especially when it's a regional thing. Every once in a while, you're going to grab one that's going to do whatever. And then you grab one that's a home run and you're like, now you have a new favorite. And that's how I feel about this beer.
We have a beer 30 milestone. We have a thumbs up before we've even tasted the beer on the air, guys.
Write that down with a crayon or whatever you got in your car. So going over the AATMF, as we discuss every episode, the appearance of this beer, to the eye, it actually is a little, it looks muted, right? And it's kind of a weird thing to say. Hold it up, take a look at it. It's just got a real dull glow to it.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because, a lot of times you want the beer to be bright. You want to see the filtration or what this is. So it looks like it's gently filtered. There's a little bit of a haze to it, but it just looks dull in color. But... upside, when you stick your nose in the top of the glass and you go to smell the aroma, not dull at all.
There's a lot
going
on.
Really sharp, crisp, bright hops. That's where the name Three Flowers comes from. They use three different hops in the beer.
You're looking at Citra, Cascade, and Chinook hops. The Three Flowers.
Very nice. Well played, sir. The aroma is unbelievable. I mean, you get it, and it's not overpowering. It's just consistent, strong, and really, really inviting. Very well balanced. Bringing this thing in and taking a taste of it, it's really, really well, as we discussed on last week's show, the carbonation level in this is perfect. And that can a lot of times make or break your palate.
Yeah.
This came in, when you have too much carbonation, obviously you're going to get bloated. You're not going to feel the beer as much.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, when you have not enough, it's lacking something. It's like when you open up in like a flat soda or a flat sparkling water.
Right.
It just has a weird, weird taste to it. Mm-hmm. And same thing happens in beer. The taste on this really, really hits the palate evenly. And as I mentioned earlier, balanced is probably the best word to describe this beer because at all points, it has a smooth transition from the hop taste, hop aroma, and then it slowly dies down and it really finishes very, very quickly. And clean off of your palate, which is something that a lot of people are looking for. They don't necessarily want lingering tastes.
I'm trying to see on the bottle here where it says the IBUs.
Couldn't find it on the website either.
It's a mystery.
Which, if you check out the podcast, that's a thing that we talk about frequently on the show, is we constantly talk about the websites for these breweries, which, I suppose if you've got a great website, maybe you're not focusing enough on the beer, but sometimes you wish that there was a little bit more information. But I think one of the things I like about this is with how rich and bright the nose is, the mouthfeel really kind of follows suit, but the amount of carbonation and then the bitterness in the finish makes this finish really clean. And this beer does have a little bit of flaked rye in it, they say, and that gives it a little bit of spice, which also helps to cut through the richness of the hop.
Right.
And I think, in my opinion, that's the thing that really takes this to the next level, because there is just a little bit of like a pepper spice in it that helps with the bittering. So that's why I was trying to figure out like what the IBU is or what the IBUs are, because I wanted to get a sense of like how much bittering hop they're using versus how much of a role the rye is playing here, because I do think that that's the part that really creates the great balance here.
All right, so around the room, I'm guessing there might be some thumbs ups, but I, you know,
yeah.
I'm not going to talk for you. You guys let me know. Is it?
Yeah, I haven't been a big fan of these guys over the years, but honestly, this beer is really, really impressive. And then as in my research, you know, you see that it's won a gold medal at the GABF, which is one of the largest beer festivals in the nation.
Well, there you go.
So that's a good sign right there.
So if you don't like this, then you're wrong. That's basically what that means. You're not. Okay, got it.
As we talked about last week, I am on a streak of consecutive thumbs downs.
Yeah, yeah.
The streak is over!
The streak is over! Yeah!
I am two thumbs way up on this beer. It is outstanding.
Coming around on the IPAs, so we talked about it before, how I get kind of about the hoppiness, but I think if there was only two flowers in this, I probably wouldn't be as excited, but there's three, and that's great. No, I really like it. I think my palate's turning around a little bit, so I'll give it a thumbs up as well.
Beautiful.
We are taking full credit for your palate change.
As you should. Absolutely. As you should. And my liver failure. Catch their podcast on iTunes, Google Play. You can find them on Facebook and Twitter. It's called Sports Meets Beer. Brad and Ben, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you.